Darrell, congratulations, a great away win, and I think probably the substitutions in the second half helped you clinch the game today. How do you see it?
Look, brilliant 3 points, you know, massive for us. You know, the way the championship goes, like you can jump up and down the table so quickly, it's so tight, and look, any 3 points is brilliant, and to be honest, it was a hard fought one today. Look, first half was probably a bit scrappy, maybe not the best, and then I thought we started to get on top in the second half, and then obviously myself and Josh just come on at a good time, really, I suppose.
Yeah, and talk us through your goal. You seem to sort of run onto it and hit it first time, which is no easy feat, is it? And you must have been pleased to see it hit the back.
Yeah, probably dropped to the exact place I would have wanted it to drop, to be honest. You know, obviously it was a good ball. I don't know who played the ball over the top, but good run from Barkey, and it just bounced and just ended up landing for me, and thankfully it was there, and thankfully it went in.
Yeah, and a really important win, you know, just carries that nice unbeaten run that you've got now to 5 matches, and you're heading in the right direction.
It looks good. Obviously, look, the 5 matches, and when you say 3 of them are wins, it just, for whatever reason, it just seems that much sweeter, you know. And as you said, look, carries momentum into the Christmas period. Look, it's gonna be hectic, and fingers crossed we can keep picking up results and go on, keep this run going and keep playing.
In terms of the substitutions, it's almost like a plan B, isn't it, to bring you on and to take Jordan Hugel off and maybe change the dynamic all there. Do you think Burton just kind of couldn't quite work out what was going on with that, and that played into your hands a bit?
I suppose, look, the manager speaks about the squad quite a lot, you know, and, you know, he says we've different players to do different jobs almost, I suppose, and luckily today, I was one to come on, and luckily it worked out for us. Sometimes it doesn't as well, but look, thankfully we got the 3 points, so we'll take it.
Some good saves from Chris Maxwell, 2 or 3 outstanding stops, yeah. Actually in the course of the game.
Yeah, no, he's been in great form. Obviously it was probably, I think it was nearly at 1-0 he made most of his saves, you know, and they're big saves for us, they're huge, and they kept us in front, and obviously then the second goal went in, and maybe we relaxed a small bit, but look, the game's always different when someone's chasing, they're tunnel down, they're putting everything in the box, and look, thankfully we won the game, and look, we won't complain.
And just for you, finally from me, what's it been like for you? Because you've had to bide your time, you've not always started games, you've been coming on as a sub. Do you think you've given a big nod there towards starting 11 for next week with that goal and your performance?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I hope so. Look, I make no bones about it. It's been a frustrating time. It's been difficult. You know, everyone wants to play football, and you know, I've spoken to the manager, and we've had chats, and he's told me I need to keep working hard, and try keep improving my game, and add, I suppose, end product. And you know, I thought I was better on that front today. But look, we've a really, really good squad. Like, there's no, I suppose, anyone. No one has any divine right to play, and look, I'm just going to keep working hard, and hopefully I can get an opportunity, and hopefully I can take that opportunity and go from there. But look, at the minute we're flying it, and hopefully we just keep pushing up the table.